Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us for the next half hour as we bring you some beautiful Christian music by the Gospel Hour singers and musicians, and continue with our series of messages on Bible doctrine as preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. Now today and tomorrow, we continue our discussion of the millennium. And we'll get to that in just a moment. But first, I want to remind everyone that we need your prayers each and every day as we pray for you every day here at the Gospel Hour. For right now, we're going to hear Crown Him with Many Crowns, and then Dr. Green.
Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon his throne. Hark how the heavenly anthem drowns all music but its own. Awake, my soul, and sing of him who died for thee, and hail him as thy matchless king through all eternity. Crown him the Lord of love, behold his hands and side, rich wounds yet visible above, in beauty glorified. No angel in the sky can fully bear that sight, but downward bends his wandering eye at mystery so bright. Crown him the Lord of life,
here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Have your Bibles open at Revelation chapter 20, and after I pray, we will continue studying the millennium, the kingdom of heaven on earth. Now, we will continue to study this doctrine until we've learned what we can from the Word of God about the millennium, the 1,000 years reign, or the kingdom of heaven on earth. Direct us, our Father. In the name of Jesus, kind Heavenly Father, may the Spirit of God direct us in every word and in every thought during this broadcast. May Jesus be glorified. May sinners be born again. May Christians be edified. In Jesus' name, he's worthy. Amen. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 1, the devil, rather an angel, comes down from heaven. He has a key and a chain, and then he lays hold on the dragon, and he cast him into the pit for 1,000 years, and he is sealed. And verse 4, I saw thrones, and they that sat on them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads and in their hands. They lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again till the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Now, the martyred saints, those who are killed during the tribulation, will be raised before the beginning of the millennium. The saints, that is, the church, will be raptured, and the saints that have died will be raised at the beginning, that is, before the reign of the Antichrist. While the Antichrist is reigning for approximately 7 years, the church will be rewarded at the judgment seat of Christ. We will sit with him at the marriage supper in the sky, and then at the end of the reign of Antichrist, we'll return with him, and the martyred saints will be raised, and they, along with the church, will reign with Jesus for 1,000 years. Blessed and holy is he that part in first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, and they shall be priests of God and Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Now, I have given to you several interesting things concerning the millennium. Today, I want us to note the place or the city or the seat of the government that will be here upon this earth, and the time when Jesus will sit on the throne of David. Now, unto us a child is born, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Isaiah 9, 6, and 7. The government has never been upon his shoulder, but will be. And the government will be, that is, the seat of the government. The throne will be in Jerusalem. Now, the seat of government during the millennium will be in the temple that will be rebuilt after the destruction of Jerusalem by the Gentiles. Now, in Luke 21, 24, the holy city will be trodden down. It will be made waste by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Now, that's Luke 21, 24. Then the city will be rebuilt, the temple will be rebuilt, and of course, Ezekiel in chapter 48. In the 48th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, the first 35 verses, we have a vivid description of the rebuilding of the city and the temple, and of course, that is the time when Jesus will reign from the throne of David in the temple there in Jerusalem. Now, God will give to the children of Abraham the ground or the land that God promised Abraham. And it extends from the river of Egypt under the great river, the river Euphrates. Now, read this. I don't have time to read all these verses. You jot them down. Genesis 15, 8. Read that. Now, Ezekiel tells us that the boundary of that ground or that grant, the royal grant, will be at Hamath, about 100 miles north of Damascus. Now you'll find that in Ezekiel 48 and verse 1. Ezekiel 48, 1. The southern boundary will be at Kadesh, about 100 miles south of Jerusalem, and you'll find that in Ezekiel 48, 28. And this piece of ground is 8 times as large as the Palestine that we knew before the land was divided, and now we have, of course, Transjordan and Egypt, or the Arab side and the Jewish side. Of course, the Jews have conquered part of the Arab side recently, that is, during the past couple of years, and so they occupy part of that. But the ground or the area that God gave to Abraham, and it was not conditional. It could never be revoked. He gave it to Abraham and to his seed forever. and it is 8 times as large as the Palestine that we knew before the trouble back in 1948, and of course, there has been trouble since then. Now, if you will, turn in your Bibles to Ezekiel chapter 42, and I want to read to you something that really stirs me every time I read it, and I've read it many times, but it concerns the description of the temple that will be rebuilt, that is, it'll be built in the, that is, at the beginning of the millennium, and Jesus will sit in that temple. Now, in verse 15, to save time, I'd like to read all these verses, but I cannot. This is Ezekiel 42 and verse 15. Now, when he had made an end of measuring the inner house, he brought me forth toward the gate, whose prospect is toward the east, and measured it round about. Now, we'll study the temple more on another broadcast, but I want to point this out to you because it is most interesting. And since I have pointed out that the land or the ground will be 8 times as large as the old Palestine, I want you to notice this. He measured the north side, verse 17, Ezekiel 42, 17. He measured the north side 500 reeds. Well, how much is a reed? If you look in your Scofield Bible, you'll see that a reed, look at the little C right in the middle column, is 10 feet. A reed is 10 feet. Now, in verse 16, you have the word reed. He measured the east side with a measuring reed. And that's in verse 16. And there's a little C. And in the center column, if you'll note, a reed is about 10 feet. So, 500 reeds with a measuring reed. He measured the north side, 500 reeds with a measuring reed. And he measured the south side 500 with a measuring reed. And he turned about to the west side and he measured 500 reeds with a measuring reed. He measured it by the four sides. It had a wall round about 500 reeds long, 500 broad, to make a separation between the sanctuary and the profane place. Now, do you realize, beloved, the size of this giant building? Now, we have some tremendous buildings on earth today. Some tremendous buildings. 500 reeds adds up to 5,000 feet. There are 5,280 feet in a mile. 5,280 feet in a mile. Now, this temple measured by as God Almighty gave instruction, and Ezekiel pinned it down, it is almost, not quite, almost a mile square. That is, a mile on the north side, a mile on the south, mile on the east, and mile on the west. Almost a mile. Can you imagine a building? We talk about some of the cathedrals, and there are some giant cathedrals on earth today. There are some beautiful churches so far as stained glass and paintings and pews and all of that. There are some beautiful churches and temples, but my friend, there is nothing on earth today that will even make a shadow compared to the temple that will be rebuilt after the Battle of Armageddon and the beginning, that is, when the millennium comes to pass. You remember in Acts we studied, I don't remember how long ago, but it's been quite a while ago. In fact, it's been 2-3 years. Time goes so rapidly. But when we studied the book of Acts, I pointed out to you that the best blueprint that I know of in all the Word of God is in Acts chapter 15, the blueprint concerning the things of God in the future. And we read that he will visit the Gentiles, take out of them a people, and that's the church. And the words of the prophets agree to this. And then in verse 16, Acts 15, 16, after this I will return and will build again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down, and I will build again the ruins. I'll set it up that the residue of men might seek after the Lord and all Gentiles upon whom his name is called. You know, I read to you the other day that Egypt will be converted and will become God's people. Now, there is a day coming when many, many people who do not recognize Jesus Christ today, They do not accept the blood-stained banner of the cross. But when they see Jesus and see his scars and see his face, and when his feet stands on the Mount of Olives, and I'll read that in a moment if time permits, and they see that mountain literally split down the middle and a river of living water proceed out of the sanctuary. Now, when these people, the nations that will be on earth then, when they see what occurs, then many of those people, not all, but many will, not return, but come to God and accept the Messiah, the Lord Jesus, and Savior, and many nations will be saved. And they will share. The main nation, of course, is the nation Israel. And God made the promise, the covenants, and the Bible teaches perpetual covenants with Abraham and his seed. But there are others who will be blessed along with the nation Israel. Now then, I want you to turn, if you will, to Ezekiel chapter 47. Ezekiel 47. I'd love to read all of this chapter. The time will not permit. It takes time to read, and I want you to read it when we leave the radio. We have again the river of the sanctuary. Afterward he brought me again into the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood toward the east. Notice that. And the waters came down from under, from the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. The river of water. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the utter gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits. And he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. Now watch this. Ankle deep. He measured 1,000, and the waters were to the knees, knee deep. He measured 1,000 and brought me, and the waters were to the loins. And watch this. After he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen, waters to swim in. A river that could not be passed over. And he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. Now watch this very closely. Now when I returned, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other. You know, I wish I had time just to talk to you right now. I am from the country, and I'm thankful. Not everybody could live in the country. And as I've said before on the radio, in the years behind me, I don't feel sorry for people who were born and reared in the country. I feel sorry for folks who were not born and reared in the country. And they know the feel of the good, cool dirt in the springtime when they follow a plow or plant a garden and see the trees bud and the blackberry bushes bloom. Let me tell you something. This earth is a magnificent place. Man has scarred it and marred it and messed it up. But one day God's going to clean it off. I like that statement. God's going to clean it off. When I was a boy, just before Christmas, we always had a yard cleaning. Brother, we clean those yards. Yes, sir. Christmas is coming. One day God's going to clean off this earth and clean up. And he's going to renovate it and burn it to a crisp. And then he's going to give us a new heaven and a new earth. But even before that, the curse will be lifted. And this gigantic temple will be built. And this river will flow from the sanctuary. Now, he said to me, these waters issue out toward the east country and go down to the desert and go to the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. Now, that's the Dead Sea. Water shall be healed. And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the river shall come, shall live. The Dead Sea, nothing can live in the Dead Sea. Nothing grows near the waters because the waters are so salty and so dead. And shall come to pass that everything that liveth which moveth, whithersoever the river shall flow, or shall come, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither, for they shall be healed, and everything that shall live whither the river cometh. Now look at verse 12 to save time. By the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat. Now notice, the Garden of Eden had every tree that was good for food. Every tree. And on the around this river, every tree that produces edible fruit will grow. And whose leaf shall not fade, never fade, never fade. The millennial earth will be like the Garden of Eden. It'll be air conditioned, and it'll never be hot or cold, and the leaves will never fade. And watch it now. Whose leaf shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to his months, because their waters that issue out of the sanctuary, and the fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf thereof for medicine. Thus saith the Lord God, this shall be the border. And he goes on, and you'll inherit the land, and according to the 12 tribes and so forth. Now, the thing that I've tried to show you today, and I realize it takes time to read these scriptures, but one day, God will give to the seed of Abraham, Abraham and his seed, the ground, the huge parcel of ground that God deeded to Abraham, and ground that could never be taken away permanently. And there'll be a sanctuary built, and out of the sanctuary, from the altar will flow the river that will heal the Dead Sea and heal the land, and that country will be turned into a literal paradise, a Garden of Eden. Glory to God, we'll reign with Jesus 1,000 years. Now, if you're born again, you'll be there. If you're not born again and you refuse to be born again, you'll be in hell begging for a drop of water. While that living water runs from the temple, from under the altar, you'll be begging for one drop to cool your parching tongue. God pity you. If you're not saved, God pity you, and God convict you deeply, and may you be saved now, is my prayer. Pray, Christians, that many sinners will be saved right now. Father, deepen conviction and save many souls for Jesus' sake.
Friends, this is David Green once again. Now, my father has finished teaching us for today, but I do have a few more moments left in the program, and I hope you can stay tuned with me as I tell you about our gift offer for this week, Gift Offer Y. Now, this is the last week of the offer, so I hope you'll order it right away. I will not mention it again after this week, but you may order it for several more weeks to come. Now, Gift Offer Y contains 2 sermons by Dr. Green preached before a live audience, and they are on 2 CDs, compact discs. Then we have a soul winning booklet, and I'm going to tell you about that and why it is so important, especially today. And finally, a book on prophecy. Now, this was written by my dad many years ago, and it has been out of print, but we now have it back in print available for you. And I know that you will want that. And all of this is in our Gift Offer Y, and it's available to you in return for your donation to the Gospel Hour in the amount of $15 or more. Please send more if you can. Your donations are needed. Pray about it, ask the Lord's guidance, and do as He directs. And if you can send a donation of at least $15 and ask for Offer Y, I'm going to send you first 5 copies of our soul-winning booklet, Fear. It's got the word fear in big black letters on the front. Around it are small words in red, like such as murder, war, wrecks. and so on, the things that we are afraid of. The book starts about Adam. It begins, man had not lived on the planet Earth very long before he said, I was afraid. Because of fear, the man ran and hid in the trees of his garden home, but to no avail. The one who had caused him fear called him and asked, where art thou? Adam said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid. So that is the first notation of fear. Then we have two sermons by Dr. Green. God's calendar has only 2 days, preached in Altoona, Pennsylvania. And the second sermon is The Tomb of Time and the Mortuary of the Devil, preached in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. Each of these is on a CD. They're about an hour long because Dr. Green preached at least an hour when he was preaching to a live audience. Finally, Russia, Israel, and the End, a great sermon on prophecy by Dr. Green. We have updated it with some facts and figures. So, to get the book, the CDs, and the soul-winning booklet, just ask for Offer Y and send your gift of at least $15. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.